God. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Lily Woods. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is the Virgin Mary as the Queen of Virgins. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The Virgin Mary as the Queen of Virgins.
In the realm of religious iconography, one figure stands alone as the epitome of purity and virtue, the Virgin Mary. Revered across different religious denominations, Mary holds a special place as the Queen of Virgins. This title symbolizes her exceptional status as the ultimate representation of a life devoted to chastity and holiness.
The Virgin Mary, also known as the Blessed Virgin Mary or simply Mary, occupies a central role in Christianity. Her significance can be traced back to biblical accounts that highlight her unique and divine selection to be the mother of Jesus Christ. It is this divine intervention that sets her apart from other women and elevates her to the status of the Queen of Virgins.
Throughout history, artists and theologians have sought to depict Mary's exceptional qualities through various artistic representations. Paintings depict her with a serene expression, gentle demeanor, and an aura of purity that captivates viewers. She is often portrayed wearing a blue robe, symbolizing her celestial connection and heavenly role.
Mary's lifelong commitment to chastity and her role as a devout follower of God's will have made her a source of inspiration for countless individuals. Her faithfulness and unwavering dedication to her divine mandate serve as a shining example to believers of the importance of virtue and devoutness. In a world often filled with temptations and distractions, Mary's life story serves as a moral compass, guiding believers towards a life of purity and righteousness.
The title, the Queen of Virgins, is not exclusive to Christianity, but is also attributed to Mary in other religious traditions such as Islam. In the Quran, Mary is praised as a paragon of purity and deemed worthy of veneration. She is described as a chaste and noble woman, chosen by God to give birth to Jesus. This parallel recognition across religions further emphasizes Mary's universal appeal and her status as an embodiment of virtue and purity.
The devotion to Mary as the Queen of Virgins is not limited to mere admiration or artistic appreciation. Many individuals turn to her for intercession and seek her guidance in times of need. As the Queen of Virgins, Mary is seen as a compassionate and understanding figure who can empathize with the struggles faced by those who strive to lead a pure and virtuous life. Her intercessory power is believed to transcend boundaries and provide comfort to those seeking solace and strength in their own personal journeys.
This devotion to Mary as the Queen of Virgins has given rise to numerous religious practices and customs. Pilgrimages to shrines and grottos dedicated to Mary are undertaken by believers seeking her blessing and spiritual guidance. Special prayers and novenas are recited in her honor, offering a tangible connection to her divine presence. The veneration of Mary as the Queen of Virgins bonds believers together in their shared reverence for her and their collective pursuit of a life centered on purity and righteousness.
The legacy of the Virgin Mary as the Queen of Virgins will continue to endure through the ages. Her timeless role as a symbol of purity, devotion, and virtuousness resonates deeply within the hearts and minds of believers worldwide. Whether through artwork, prayers, or religious practices, the recognition and reverence of Mary as the Queen of Virgins fosters a sense of spiritual unity and serves as a reminder to strive for a life characterized by the same qualities she embodied, purity, devotion, and unwavering faith.
Episode 14 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Lily Woods. Adios.